The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
9:06 before Monday night's game, I need to bring this up. Whatever happens on Monday night, the way Mike McCarthy is making chicken salad out of chicken poop is just amazing. By that, I mean all of the injuries. And he was, I didn't see it, the whole thing. I just saw a snippet where he was kind of angry. I don't know what the question was he was asked at his Monday news conference, but he said, look, I think our football team's getting better. That's the shocking thing. He's right. It is. Their play is getting better, even though they're incredibly hurt right now. And Chris Collinsworth, you heard it in his voice. Do you hear him say that? He goes, well, they start getting healthy. I am getting very excited. If they just don't get any more key injuries. Jason's, he's got his Ricky Ricardo impersonation going on over there. He's going to start singing Bubbaloo. The running game, the offensive line, the defense without Clay Matthews. You get Cobb and Jones and Matthews back and others, Perry and others. I mean, actually heard Dayton Jones' name twice Sunday. Once, not so good. The other one was actually during a play. I had heard that he was really going to be a surprising rookie. Not so much so far. More on that perhaps later in the show. I want to start with something that M.D. Kittle of the Wisconsin Reporter broke yesterday. And this is potentially a very, very, very big story. It'll be interesting to see if the mainstream media picks up on this. Now, last week, I believe it was, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reported, it was last week, for the first time, the Journal Sentinel revealed that there is another John Doe probe going on. As you are likely aware, there's a John Doe probe investigation that begun when Scott Walker was Milwaukee County executive. He actually alerted the Milwaukee County DA's office to one element of what was eventually part of the John Doe probe, and then the John Doe probe languished forever, seemingly, until witch hunt king Bruce Landgraf, assistant DA in the Milwaukee County DA's office, realized he had nothing to staple to Scott Walker's butt. So he finally closed that investigation, to the chagrin of liberals all over the state. Remember Big Ed Schultz? Right after Governor Walker won the recall, I am told he could be indicted in days. I think Ed made that up. People started wondering where he got that and who leaked that. I think he just made it up. That's what I believe. So then we learn last week from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that there is what I have dubbed John Doe 2.0. This one actually started back in February of 2012. M.D. Kittle is reporting what I think is pretty bombshell stuff on this. He actually broke this yesterday. I wasn't made aware of it until after the show yesterday. Sources: secret probe targeting conservatives is abuse of prosecutorial powers. I want to read a lot of this to you. This is M.D. Kittle of the Wisconsin Reporter. For the second time in 3.5 years, a Democrat district attorney of Milwaukee County has launched a secret investigation into conservatives with the apparent goal of bringing down Governor Scott Walker, sources tell Wisconsin Reporter. Though gagged by provisions of subpoenas issued by Milwaukee County Assistant DA Bruce Landgraf and others, multiple sources told Wisconsin Reporter the manifold legal attack on nonprofit political organizations has included after-hour visits to homes and offices, confiscated equipment and files, and demands for phone, email, and other records. This is a taxpayer-funded opposition research campaign, one source said. This is not a question of what conservatives did wrong. It is a question of one party in this state using prosecutorial powers to conduct a one-sided investigation into conservatives. Landgraf launched this latest John Doe probe quietly in February 2012. It was revealed last week by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Wisconsin Reporter has learned the probe targets conservative advocacy organizations and at least one Republican official. Landgraf's boss in Milwaukee, the county DA's office, John Chisholm, a Democrat, the assistant DA told Wisconsin Reporter he would not comment. Multiple sources who requested anonymity because of their proximity to the probe or to people involved say the DA's office expanded his investigation to include such national organizations as Americans for Prosperity, Club for Growth, and the Republican Governors Association. One source said the groups have received or have been told they will receive subpoenas issued under the state's so-called John Doe law. What I hear is that it's all outside independent groups being questioned about whether they worked with campaigns, one insider told Wisconsin Reporter. Everybody is being sniffed into. Another source with knowledge of the investigation claims investigators are spying on people and using the power of government to collect records. Sound familiar, writes Kittle? The probe, sources say, recalls this past summer's revelations that the IRS had targeted conservative nonprofits for special scrutiny. The Journal Sentinel has reported that the probe, which includes at least five counties, aims to find campaign law violations related to Wisconsin's unprecedented spate of partisan recall elections. The current investigation overlapped the lengthy John Doe into Walker staff members and associates when Walker was still Milwaukee County Executive in 2010. Many saw John Doe 1 as a partisan effort to hobble Scott Walker. The Republican governor would go on to lead Act 10, the state law that reformed public employee collective bargaining and sparked a wave of mass union protests in Madison in the recall campaigns. Six Republicans and three Democrats in the Senate faced recall in 2011, and in June 2012, Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish and three of four Republicans in Senate recall races survived. Walker won two, the first governor in U.S. history to beat back a recall. John Doe 1 led to the convictions of six people but ended in March with no charges filed against Walker. Because of the secret nature of John Doe investigations, it's not clear how many people were targeted, subpoenaed, contacted, questioned, or called to testify in John Doe 1, which, thanks to multiple leaks, proved anything but secret. At least one business professional, however, was arrested. His name dragged out, and that would be real estate broker Andrew Jensen Jr., who was quietly exonerated. Announcing John Doe 1 closed, Chisholm said he was satisfied that all charges supported by proof beyond a reasonable doubt had not been brought and concluded. What Chisholm did not say was that his office had already been working for a year on what's come to be called John Doe 2. Most normal people would be terrified to have their names connected to the press in a felony criminal case, said a source who told a Wisconsin Reporter he didn't want his name publicly tied to the secret probe. During a stop in Green Bay last week, Walker declined to answer questions about the latest John Doe, calling it a sidebar issue. But the governor admitted he found the timing of the investigation curious. He noted that the Journal Sentinel revelations followed his signing into law of a $100 million property tax relief bill and the announcement that Democrat Mary Burke would face Walker in 2014. Like a grand jury, John Doe investigations give prosecutors subpoena and search powers, as well as the ability to call oath-bound witnesses to testify, and it's all conducted in secret. The investigation draws its name from the unnamed people involved and is intended to be an independent, investigative tool to determine whether a crime has been committed and, if so, by whom. John Doe comes with strict penalties for those who violate the terms of the secret proceedings. Wisconsin Reporter requested comment from multiple conservative organizations rumored to have been served with the John Doe subpoena. None would comment. They can't if they have been served. All right, I want to get back to this or follow up on this in 5 minutes. This is a pretty big bombshell Wisconsin Reporter dropped here. It's 9:15.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.